Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Narada's Instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam. Text 17. Tvakta Swadharmam Charana Ambujam Hare Bhajan Apakva Ata Patet Tata Yadi Yatra Kva Va Abhadram Abut Amushya Kim Ka Va Arta Apta Abhajatam Sva Dharmata Taktva Sadharmam Charanam Bhujam Harer Bhajan Apakvo Tapatet Tato Yadi Yatra Kav Vabhadramadbuddha Mushyakim Kovarta Apto Bhajatam Swadharmata Tyaktva Swadharmam Charanam Bhujam Harer Bhajan Apakvo Tapatet Tato Yadi Yatra kvapa badrama buddha mushyakim kovarta apto bhajatam svadharmata Tvaktva
having forsaken
svadharmam
one's own occupational engagement
Charana Ambujam, the lotus feet, Hare of Hari, the Lord,
Bhajan,
in the course of devotional service, Apakva, immature, Ata,
for the matter of.
Patet
falls down.
Tata
from that place.
Yadi
if
yatra
whereupon.
Kva
what sort of.
Va
or
you sarcastically.
Abhadram,
unfavorable,
Abhut,
shall happen,
Amushya,
of him,
Kim,
nothing,
Ka,
Va,
Arta,
what interest,
Apta,
obtained,
Abhajatam,
of the non-devotee,
Swadharmata,
being engaged in occupational service. Translation. One who has forsaken his material occupations to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage. Yet there is no danger of his being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in occupational duties, does not gain anything. Please repeat. One who has forsaken
his material occupations
to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage. Yet there is no danger
of his being unsuccessful.
On the other hand,
a non-devotee,
though fully engaged in occupational duties,
does not gain anything.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As far as the duties of mankind are concerned, there are innumerable duties. Every man is duty-bound not only to his parents, family members, society, country, humanity, other living beings, the demigods, etc., but also to the great philosophers, poets, scientists, etc. It is enjoined in the scriptures that one can relinquish all such duties and surrender unto the service of the Lord. So if one does so and becomes successful in the discharge of his devotional service unto the Lord, it is well and good. But it so happens sometimes that one surrenders himself unto the service of the Lord by some temporary sentiment, and in the long run, due to so many other reasons, he falls down from the path of service by undesirable association. There are so many instances of this in the histories. Bharat Maharaj was obliged to take his birth as a stag due to his intimate attachment to a stag. He thought of this stag when he died. As such, in the next birth he became a stag, although he did not forget the incident of his previous birth. Similarly, Chitraketu also fell down due to his offenses at the feet of Shiva. But in spite of all this, the stress is given here to surrendering unto the lotus feet of the Lord, even if there is a chance of falling down. Because even though one falls down from the prescribed duties of devotional service, he will never forget the lotus feet of the Lord. Once engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, one will continue the service in all circumstances. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that even a small quantity of devotional service can save one from the most dangerous position. There are many instances of such examples in history. Ajamil is one of them. Ajamil in his early life was a devotee, but in his youth he fell down. Still, he was saved by the Lord at the end. Translation again. One who has forsaken his material occupations to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage. that there is no danger of his being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in occupational duties, does not gain anything. So the whole purpose of human life is to make advancement in devotional service and ultimately to go back home, back to Godhead. So the non-devotees, even though they may perform their material prescribed duties perfectly, gain nothing in terms of the eternal benefit of the soul, which is the progressive development of Krishna consciousness. On the other hand, if someone makes a beginning in devotional service, even if he falls down while in an immature stage, still whatever progress he has made is permanent, and eventually he will continue his devotional service from the point where he left off, and ultimately he will progress to ultimate perfection. So therefore, although there are so many duties and obligations, as soon as one takes birth in the material world, duties and obligations to one's parents, one's family, one's society, one's nation, humanity, all living entities, or other living entities, and the demigods who provide rain and air and other necessities of life, and even the philosophers and poets and scientists who have given us knowledge and other types of material facilities for happiness. We owe debts to all of them. Srila Prabhupada gives the example that a householder gets water, he gets light, he gets heat, but he has to pay. He has to pay the water bill, he has to pay the electricity bill, he has to pay the gas bill. And if one does not pay for the facilities one gets, then one is considered a thief, a criminal. So in the same way, demigods are providing us with sunlight, air, water, heat from the sun, and so on. And therefore we have a debt to pay to them. And if we do not pay them in the form of sacrifice, then we are considered thieves and we are punishable. But still, the Bhagavatam explains that if we engage fully in devotional service to Lord Krishna or Vishnu, we liquidate all of our debts. And the example is given that just as by pouring water on the root of a tree, the trunk, the limbs, the branches, the leaves, the flowers, the fruits are all watered. And just as by giving food to the stomach, all of the limbs and parts of the body are nourished, similarly, by rendering service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, all the demigods are served. So you don't need to make a separate effort to serve them. In the same way, all of our deaths to all living beings are satisfied simply by complete engagement in devotional service. So, if one is successful in devotional service, very good. But if one is not successful, then what happens? So here the Bhagavatam explains, and the Bhagavad Gita also explains the same fact, that whatever progress one has made is permanent. It will protect one from the greatest danger, which is to fall back down into the lower species of animal life. And eventually one will continue the process of devotional service and come to the perfection of devotional service. And therefore we should do our best in devotional service and be exclusively devoted to the service of the Lord without any misgivings. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments?